With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin DNR got the go-ahead from the Natural Resources Board for the next steps in setting new PFAS standards for public drinking water. PFAS are a group of man-made chemicals and have been linked to adverse health effects. Currently, the DNR health advisory level is 70 parts per trillion of combined PFOA and PFOS, two of the most studied PFAS chemicals. Earlier this year, the Environmental Protection Agency set a new standard for PFAS in public drinking water. Action will need to be taken if water tests at 4 parts per trillion or more. DNR Public Water Supply Section Manager Adam DeWeese spoke to the Natural Resources Board at its meeting last week.
Based on the sample results, we think there are about 90 systems at this point that would be required to meet the federal standards.
DeWeese says those systems are a mix of things like small businesses, churches, and small community systems. Board member Robin Schmidt gave credit to DNR staff for already having standards and moving to upgrade them to match new federal standards. She also pointed out this does not set a standard for the roughly 800,000 private wells in the state.
Anybody on an individual well really does not have any established groundwater standard for protection. And I think we need to keep trying to do what we can to make sure that the state understands that difference and the importance of moving forward at giving us authority to make those rules.
The Natural Resources Board authorized the DNR to hold a preliminary public hearing and comment period for the changes. PFAS has impacted several local communities, including the city of Rhinelander, the town of Stella, and one of the schools in the Merrill Area Public School District. Respiratory illnesses typically spike in the fall and winter. With COVID levels already relatively high in Wisconsin, local health officials are urging people to take steps to protect themselves. There are vaccines available for COVID, influenza, and RSV. As WXPR previously reported, the COVID vaccine has been updated to protect against the latest strain. A trivalent vaccine will be used this year for influenza. Dr. Michael Walters is the Aspirus Senior Vice President and System Chief Medical Officer.
Meaning it's targeted against the three most common strains of influenza. It was in the past a quadrivalent or four-strain vaccine, which you may have heard of. The reason that they went from a four to a three is because they have found through research that one of the strains is really no longer prevalent or circulating as much as the other.
Both the COVID and flu vaccines are recommended for everyone age 6 months and older. They can be administered together. The RSV vaccine is for vulnerable populations like pregnant women and older adults. Monoclonal antibodies are recommended for infants.
We continue to have limited resources in healthcare, and so every hospitalization that we could prevent by immunization, it's resources that we can use on others.
Vaccines are meant to reduce the risk of developing severe or life-threatening illnesses from any of these viruses. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirms horses have tested positive for eastern equine encephalitis in Marathon and Clark counties. They're urging people to keep taking steps to prevent mosquito bites. The cases in horses show mosquitoes could spread the disease to humans. Eastern equine encephalitis is a rare but serious disease. One human case was reported in Wisconsin earlier this year, but they most likely acquired their infection during travel to another state. The virus spreads to humans, horses, and other animals through the bite of an infected mosquito. Mosquitoes acquire eastern equine encephalitis by feeding on infected birds. Wisconsin is again mired in controversy over the use of ballot drop boxes. That comes after Wausau's mayor had himself photographed removing a ballot drop box just over a week ago. Mike Moen reports a civic engagement group hopes it doesn't dovetail into what it describes as voter suppression tactics.
Voting access advocates secured a victory over the summer when the Wisconsin Supreme Court reversed a near-total ban on drop boxes for absentee ballots. The mayor of Wausau, a vocal opponent of the option, removed one. Sam Liebert, with All Voting is Local, feels it's an extension of those who continue to push false claims about the outcome of the 2020 presidential election.
This is just another part of a larger puzzle of continued voter suppression and trying to have fewer people vote in the upcoming November election.
The mayor defended his actions, insisting he did nothing wrong. Opponents of drop boxes claim they can be tampered with and prohibiting them can help ensure election integrity. but election policy analysts say they are a proven safe option. I'm Mike Moen.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will remain on the swing state's presidential ballot. The decision from the liberal-controlled court Friday marks the latest twist in Kennedy's quest to get his name off ballots in battleground states where the race between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris is tight. The Supreme Court upheld the ruling of a circuit judge who said state law says candidates can be removed only if they die. Some absentee ballots have already been sent to voters. A plea deal is in the works for a Langlade County man accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars in public money. Mike Leishner reports.
Gary Kuiper returns to court on December 20th for a plea and sentencing hearing as he faces 9 counts of mishandling public funds and theft in a business setting. Accused of stealing more than $300,000 from both a township and rural fire department. Investigators say the thefts date back more than 10 years and came to light in 2023 when a supervisor for the town of Ackley raised questions about the town's books. The 70-year-old faces up to 35 years in prison on all counts and is free after posting a $250,000 bond with several conditions.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.